A couple of dozen computer programmers and tech whizzes have been putting their skills to work trying to solve problems in Seattle's historically black Central District. During the weekend, they gathered to collaborate in their second such event in the neighborhood called Hack the Central District Conference. KUOW's Jamala Henderson went to the hackathon to find out more.
Damon Bomar has an idea. He wants to create an app that would help people find odd jobs locally.
For me personally, it will work because look, I have a job, but at the same time, I need a little more money on the side.
But he doesn't have the knowledge to do it all on his own. So when he met Hack the CD founder David Harris, Bowman asked for some help. And Harris told him, just show up.
But it's good to see this in Seattle because you don't see it often. You don't see, you know, a lot of young brothers and sisters coming together to kind of like figure out how can we instill ourselves into this culture, this tech culture, into the community so that we can grow with Seattle. You know, if we're not being aggressive about growing with Seattle, Seattle will leave us.
Many central area residents have been talking about issues of gentrification and how that's pricing people of color out of the neighborhood. It's an issue on the minds of many in the local black community. And David Harris wanted to create a space where people could innovate tangible solutions. He said attending a different local hackathon inspired him to start Hack the CD. But he also loved the idea of turning musical jam sessions into entrepreneurial ones.
Anybody from the audience could come up and start singing or, you know, speak some poetry, or folks would just bring their instruments and then join in. And that's really what we're doing here is we're bringing people with different skills, whether it's design or software development or business development, and bringing that all together and collaborating.
This is a 2-minute warning. We'll come back in 2 minutes.
Those gathered at Hack the CD included kids in middle school and high school to older folks looking for ways to make their small business viable in today's technological jungle. Jez Darnell Henton and her mother, Ms. Helen Coleman, were there cooking up lunch and dinner for everyone. The two ran Ms. Helen's soul food restaurant in the Central District for years before it had to close because of damage from the 2001 Nisqually earthquake. They've been working on a business plan to bring her mother's legendary soul food back to the CD. They hope to set up shop in the new building that's under construction on 23rd and Union. But Henton says when it comes to marketing the new restaurant with today's technology, they need help.
My mom and I are old school. You know, it's word of mouth. We're known coast to coast, border to border by our generation. But for your generation to take up the torch and get to the next and to the next and to the next, we are looking for you guys to come aside with us and, you know, give us that boost on social media. Get our webpage up and running because I have no knowledge of that. I am a cook. That's what I do. And I know how to stay in my comfort zone.
Henton wants the younger generation to support businesses like hers. That's a pitch that 16-year-old aviation high school student Shelton Wright heard. He was there with an idea for his own app to give curious kids like himself a way to learn all about the human body. Wright says in middle school, he was interested in health and science, but his teachers couldn't always provide him with the answers he was looking for.
I just raised my hand all the time, questions after questions after questions. Sometimes the teacher didn't even know. And I was so disappointed that he didn't know. And I would ask other teachers and they wouldn't know either. It's just not their area of expertise. And then I would just give up on it. And I don't want that for kids anymore. I want to let them know that you don't have to give up on this question, on this thought, on this dream, just because of what you're exposed to or what people don't know or what your family doesn't know.
Brave souls like Shelton presented their final projects Sunday afternoon. Those projects will be posted to the web for a week for anyone to vote on. The winners will get premiered at YemojaFest African American Heritage Festival this coming weekend. In the meantime, David Harris says Hack the CD is working on securing a permanent physical space in the Central District so the idea building and collaboration can continue. Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.